It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
And we're back with another episode of Are You the One? Ben, here we go. Yeah.
Are You the One, where all the drama happens off screen. And
it is. It really felt like that way for like the first 30 minutes of the episode.
Oh, yes. Big time.
I may have been checking my phone a little bit. A little bit.
Just a little?
Just a little. Because I knew that via Twitter that a fight was coming. It had been shared with us via Instagram as well. And I kept wondering when the fight was going to happen. And I was like, when is this fight going to happen? So I was waiting for the fight.
Yes. I had my boxing gloves on while I was watching. I was waiting.
Yeah, I was chomping on some popcorn and it just wasn't happening. And then I did the thing where I ate all of the popcorn too. So that was tough. Yeah. But that's the way that things go sometimes.
That's how it goes. That's how
it goes. Ben, sometimes I need reassurance and I feel like it's too much for you. I feel like it's too much for you. Do you ever feel like I need too much reassurance?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You think that?
Well, pretty much 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You're always asking me, you know, how did the podcast go? Was I funny? Did you laugh at this joke? Did you laugh at that joke?
How did my hair look? How did my eyes look?
I remember you have like a list and we go through and we check all the boxes before and after the podcast.
Did my ears hang high? Did my ears hang low? The answer is can be yes or no depending on the day. You have to figure it out. It is a lot for someone to deal with, but
it is.
You must. And I don't get why Mikey couldn't do that for Cece.
Come on, Mikey. Come on. Just reassure.
Die. So they break up. We get to fuck, marry, avoid. And this was the best challenge that we've seen on the show so far. The only thing that could have made it better.
It was Tiles. Could have
Tiles. Tiles would have made it better.
I was like, you know, I'm more of a visual learner. So I need to see fuck on a tide on a tile. I need to see avoid on a tile. You know, yeah, I like how they can't say kill either. That's funny. That's just funny to me.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want anybody to.
What happened to MTV?
I know.
I just got done watching The Challenge season 13.
Oh, that's the one when they actually kill each other.
Yeah, and they might actually. It really does seem like that. And I'm just like, wow, MTV has changed over the years. It's really changed.
Yes. So when you play Fuck, Marry, Kill, Ben, which I know you play on a regular basis, I do too.
Yeah, I told you I play it intramural in leagues out here.
Yeah, I used to play professionally, but I'm retired now. Mm-hmm. Do you play with a version where marrying means it's a sexless marriage or marrying means you fuck for life?
I play the version where you fuck for life.
I do too, but I feel like I'm in the minority. Most people say it's a
most people play
marriage.
Sexless marriage.
Yeah, it just doesn't make
no. The way I see it
for
is,
me, I think it's a happy play, marriage.
When you play Fuck, Marry, Kill, Fuck is like it's like a one night stand.
Yeah, and then
Marry is we have sex forever.
We're in a true romance. It's a happy marriage. It is everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan, business is booming. He says F for life. Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. We have confirmation that that's what they were playing.
Yes.
Let's marry you, marry for life.
So Clay says he wants to fuck Danielle. Right off the bat, we get that going on. Hamoudi wants to avoid Dew. I couldn't see who says they want to marry Roz. Was it Mikey who wanted to marry Roz? They were like off screen to the left. I couldn't see who it was.
I didn't get it down. Mm-mm.
All I know is that Hamudi says it was because Roz can make food. It was very progressive. I really like this kind of thinking.
Oh, Hamudi, no.
Julia Ruth, you know,
some people do look for partners that are just flat out good cooks because they're just such foodies, you know.
Oh, that's what it is. Hamudi's a foodie.
Hamudi the foodie. She says Mikey and Hamudi. Yeah. Roz is in the chat. All right. Hi, Roz.
Oh, yeah. Springen can't confirm that everybody was doing fuck for life, as there was a lot of platonic stuff going on in the house. Yes, Springen, we can agree with that.
We know.
Business was not booming for everyone.
The boom boom room just started being used for storage halfway.
Yeah,
through,
the snooze snooze room.
That's where they were put. That's where the gaffers were putting their Ari kits by the end of it, you know.
So the women, they come in and they say, start over. We're starting over the game. So then we see 2 seconds of it for some reason. Clay says, fuck Danielle, marry Anissa. Right. And then he's like, and did I mention? No. And then he says, avoid do. He didn't say that already. Avoid do.
We're getting a lot of avoid do's.
Yes, that is. Mm-hmm. That's prominent. Courtney says, marry Clay, fuck Hamudi. And avoid Leo, which I think that really stung for Leo because she's a blonde and he thought that, you know, there might have been a chance for him there.
Yeah. Oh, too bad.
He's like, I thought that me and blondes had something going, even if, you know, Brooke is my one true love. I thought that, you know, me and blondes, you know, we have a thing.
Of course. Yeah. Doesn't make sense otherwise.
Yeah, Cece, she says avoid Leo. It's like, okay.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Leo, I want to hear your update on, you watched Leo's Holy Moly episode, and I want to hear all about it.
Where did it come from? Yes, we have breaking news. Oh, I have watched. Leo was on the hit mini golf.
Not as much
show,
of breaking news when I said it before.
The hit mini golf show. Holy moly!
Yes, produced by Steph Curry.
Yes. So Leo was on it. Not only is Leo a professional basketball player, international.
He's a professional mini golfer.
Pretty much. He said that his family owns a golf course or something. So he's always been good at golf.
Wow.
So he really underplayed his heart on his sleeve personality. I thought he was gonna be like
on Holy Moly.
Yeah. I felt like he was gonna be, you know, like crying if he like missed a putt or something, or crying if he like made a putt, or just crying in general, but it wasn't really happening, you know. My favorite part was that his opponent for the first hole that he played was a blonde woman. And I really expected him to fall in love with her, maybe propose or something like that. But it didn't happen. Yeah. It must have not made the cut. But I'm sure that they at least like went out afterwards for a few months or years. Or something.
Probably got her a card that said like meeting you was a hole in one or something.
Did you say get her a car? I think that
a
too.
Card,
got her, a car. Yeah, he probably bought her a car.
Yeah, he probably bought her a car.
Yeah.
You're right.
So he did. Yeah. He did win the first hole, but in like the semifinals, he lost.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. He failed to make it through the first windmill he was supposed to run through. He got knocked in the water, but he made it through the second windmill. I was very proud.
Oh, I'm going to guess his family's golf course doesn't have windmills on it. On the putting greens or
for the brief footage that I saw, I did not see any windmills.
Okay. Yeah, that's a problem.
It's you a major
sure
problem.
Your family's golf course has obstacles on it if you're going to prepare for Holy Moly.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. This is some fucking hoe ass shit, bro.
That is what he said when he lost. That's from Holy Moly.
I would actually love to see a real golf course that has like giant obstacles on it, like right in the middle of the fairway.
You should be watching Holy Moly.
I know. I should.
Yeah. And then Steph Curry came out and said, "Leo, you suck." And that's when Leo started crying.
This is a fucking bullshit, man. Blonde girl turned me down a fucking date. This fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then Leo's like, "Let's go one on one right now. You, let's do it." I watched a clip of Leo playing basketball, and he's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
You got to be good to be a professional basketball player.
So he's just pretty good, not great.
Well,
though.
he's got range. He shoots from deep like Steph. That's probably
okay.
On Holy Moly. Yeah, he's got the deep range. Yeah.
I was confused because on Holy Moly they said he was 6'6", but I keep hearing on Are You the One that he's 6'5". So what's the truth?
We get a confirmation from someone in the chat? 6'6" or 6'5", please.
Yeah, but they're all from like Europe. They're going to be like he's 6 stones high or something. You know, we're not
meters.
Gonna,
like, he's 20 meters high.
He's 1/9 of a kilometer long. Yeah.
Whatever the hell that means.
He's a farthing short.
A farthing.
He's 3 octopi's nether fourth.
Whereas we would say he's like 0.1 miles high. That's what
That's what we would say with our very accurate system.
Yeah.
I just want to say Nathan saying marry Danielle, fuck Courtney and Cece together and no avoid. This guy, it's cheating. He cheated.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That.
I don't like cheaters.
He should probably be kicked off the show.
He should have been the one to leave.
Yeah. Not good.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's some ho ass shit, bro. Hamoudi and MJ talk. They say that life is beautiful and every day is easier. And they make each other open up. They get so close, it's scary. And, you know, I agree, Ben. You know, every day they get closer. Every episode they get closer. And it makes me scared. Scared how boring it is, Ben. I'm literally frightened. It's like a horror movie. It's like I sometimes I fall asleep and then I fall off the couch and I'm afraid I'm gonna hit my head.
I know. Yeah, it's very frightening. You scare easily, though. I will say that you scare a little too easily, but
I'm skittish.
You're like a deer. It's true. You get scared by the tiniest things.
I'm a deer and the world is my headlights. That is true.
Oh, no.
Ah! Sorry, I saw my hand. I saw my hand. Sorry.
Next. It's
my hand.
I've
They're
told
big. Stop. sorry, the mic. Ugh. It's tough out here. It's hard out here. Apparently, Courtney still has feelings for Will. It's a very Katy Perry hot.
I don't know. Do you think she has feelings for Will? I don't know.
I don't know. They're talking about.
She keeps saying like, "Oh, well, I live really far away. Well, what if you don't leave my place once you get here?" You know, she's like, I feel like she's dropping hints. Does it not seem that way to you? I don't know.
I have no idea what's happening. I just don't know.
And in her confessional, she's saying like. Other things she's saying like, oh no, I do really like him and all this stuff. It's like, I don't understand what's happening here.
I don't know, man.
All I know is they're not a match, so you know.
Well,
they're probably not a match, right? Or are they confirmed no match? I think they are confirmed no match.
I just don't know. They're probably not a match, I believe.
I'm checking it right now.
Do you know what was a match though, Ben?
What?
This challenge and
confirmed no match. I'm sorry.
Confirmed. Wow.
Yeah.
This challenge and excitement because tiles are back, baby. Let's go. Tiles are back.
I didn't watch. I skipped forward.
You skipped forward?
I skipped forward.
You didn't watch them?
I'm a bad recapper. I skipped forward. You didn't
rank who was most vulnerable?
Did you? You got a list together?
No, they just said it was Will and Taylor. That's just what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So Taylor sacrifices her date to Moody and MJ, and Will picks Danielle. Eduardo says he's... Yeah. What?
Moody and MJ would have been the ones I would have put in there, too.
Yeah.
But I would have been wrong, because I'm stupid.
Fucking idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but it's like, you gotta nip that in the bud, you know? You gotta figure that one out.
Yeah, yeah.
Eduardo says he's starting to like Dew, but it's hard to live up to her standards because she doesn't like anything. She's I heard Dew is her nickname, and her full name is Negative Nancy. Yeah, that's her real name, but she's been hiding it.
That's an odd name.
Yeah, it's an odd name.
That's Spanish or
yeah, it's Spanish. Oh, yes. they get the super cut of her dislikes and some likes.
Yes. Yeah. She really takes "Are You the One" very seriously, meaning one, not four,
not four,
not three, not two options, one. So yeah, she's sticking to it. She's sticking to the theme of the show.
Yes. You know? The stuff about the tattoos was really funny.
Yeah. Any tattoos. I like any.
And if you have tattoos, I don't like you. That's what I got from it, right?
I don't know if it was that far, was it?
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood.
I like how Moody's sitting like right there with tattoos. He's like, what the hell? It's like, I'm right here.
She says she doesn't like being told what to do. Well, it must be hard being on a show when you're told that you do have a perfect match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cece and Nathan.
I wish they had put someone on the show that was her perfect match and they had, like, face tattoos.
Yeah, it was Mike Tyson.
Yeah. And, like, they always have a joint in their mouth, always 420ing, right?
Yeah. Cece and Nathan, they start kissing in the tub. She says he reminds her of who she is and that he sees right through her. Does she say this about like every guy she's with? Is this
maybe
I don't know if this is new, but I like stuff happening. I like That's people great. I like people really connecting and putting themselves out there and falling in love, so yeah. I love love.
You say that all the time on the podcast. I love love.
I love love. How about this bowling action? I feel like I'm watching Kingpin.
Pretty exciting. You were watching Kingpin? Is that what you said?
I felt like I was watching Kingpin.
Oh, okay. Deep reference, deep cut.
Yeah.
Fairly.
Did you like when Will went, "Who do you think you are? I am." When that happened? Did you catch that?
This is one of the best, the only bowling clip that I'm aware of on the internet. So
he's a legend. He's one of the greatest bowlers of all time.
It's great.
Back at the villa, Cece says she's intimidated by Nathan because he comes from money and he has a lot of things going for him and stuff. And Dew's very nice about this. She says a lot of people come from privilege, but they fall into drugs, prostitution, and alcohol. And you brought yourself up from nothing. What?
Yeah, 420.
420. Mm-hmm. Cece says she needs conversation. I do want to say, though, that sex work is work.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes. That's all I want to say.
Okay, good. There you go. We said it.
It's important to say.
It's important to say. I agree. 100%.
Hamudi and MJ, we finally get this scene of Hamudi and Mindja kissing and falling into the ball pit. I feel like it's been in every trailer that I've seen for this show.
Yes, finally.
I was like, finally. Now I can stop watching.
Except I was hoping it would be a fight. I thought they were like wrestling into
the Yeah. And
then I got kind of disappointed. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Then they talk about their feelings, and I was like, okay, no. Okay.
I don't know. I have feelings, okay.
Okay. Back at the villa, I thought everybody was gonna vote for Hamoudi and MJ, but then we see we do get some Will and Danielle votes because they sat together last ceremony, and I was actually really hoping that they were gonna be the ones to go in the truth booth because then Hamoudi and MJ were gonna be really upset.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, I was like, oh, drama. Okay, some wild cards. Let's go.
Can you
go.
Picture MJ going off?
Mind you going mad? Her,
like grabbing vases and throwing them on the floor.
I can't.
I'm trying really hard. I can't.
I have big dreams and aspirations in my mind for other people that happened a year ago in Spain. In Spain, this was filmed?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think.
Will and Danielle, they both feel like they're little kids. So that's why they think they're a perfect match.
Danielle says she's 5 years. She feels like she's 5 years old. And Will's like, well, I feel like a baby. Goo goo gaga.
Yeah, they both actually took out rattlers that they held in their pocket. It was weird. And they were like, Will lies and tells Danielle that he doesn't want to work out his stuff with Courtney. It's always good to start out a relationship on a lie.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's the foundation.
I really like this. I thought it was very romantic. Really.
Yes. I remember you texting me during that moment. You said, I'm swooning. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm gaga for the babies.
Look at these sexy babies on my screen.
I have to put a pacifier in. We get to the truth booth. Cammy says Sam had to leave the house for personal reasons. I do hope that he's okay, but I just want to say I called it. Yeah, I'm a genius. Ooh.
Did you? You called that he was going to quit?
Yeah, I said, well, because we knew that somebody was going to be leaving probably, and I said,
oh, that's right.
Probably Sam because we haven't seen him since the first episode. But
yeah, something's going on there. I feel bad for the guy. Couldn't have been good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was all right. They go into the truth booth. It's a no match. Heartbreaking. This is bad. This is bad. Love isn't real. Just not real love. It's never going to work out for them.
But they will get married after this show.
Yeah, but it's not.
They'll have a dual wedding, and Brooke and Leo will have another wedding too.
Yeah. Mindy says she will try to find a perfect match, but she will not find another emotional connection with someone.
Ever.
Ever again.
For the rest of her life. Yeah.
Yeah, not even like a friendship that has like love in a friendship. Like
not even like a pet. Not even a pet.
Even with like a child. If she has a child, it'll be a very just kind of like, you're my child. I had you. I have to raise you. Or robotic.
Not even like with like a delicious bean burrito. She's not going to be able to like even have an emotional connection with that.
Do you have emotional connections with bean burritos?
All the time. Yeah.
Do you like pet them and stuff? Do you kiss them?
Once they're in my tum tum, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Then I rub.
You kiss them once in your tum tum? Do you kiss your own tum tum?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a special skill I have.
You got to figure out how to do that. You got to try that.
See how low I go.
Did you have a rib removed to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was about 15.
Early.
Yeah, I mean, well, those are the prime years, you know.
Yes. So then we get this awesome sad rager, and everyone is so upset, and they have this crazy party that night, and everybody's like hooking up with each other and fighting, and it's this wild bash, Are You the One style classic, and we don't know like what's going to happen with the show, and it's so cool. I'm loving it. What a great fun night that was.
You had me searching in my notes. I was like, what?
It happened, right?
I was like, when did this
happen? Everybody was fighting.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because I was just thinking that when I was watching the episode last night. I was like, they don't like have big, like these rager parties anymore.
They're not like they're probably not like allowed to.
Right.
Probably
no.
A drink limit.
We've discussed this. We have a conspiracy theory that that at some point some network in the reality TV industry had like a quiet lawsuit filled with NDAs, and all networks sort of changed their course.
Well, it was MTV.
Was it not quiet? Was there an actual lawsuit?
Yes, and it was about Are You the One?
Was it? I didn't know that.
There was a sexual assault lawsuit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So that's.
But the show still was mostly the same after that.
Yeah, but they switched production companies
after that season.
It came out a while later.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yes.
Because I was thinking it would be something more recent that did it, because everybody shifted at once. It felt like a lot.
Yeah, it's like a cultural change and kind of like stuff like that. But yeah, slowly kind of shifted after that. Yep. After the lawsuits came out, they kind of knew that they had to kind of like clean up what they were doing.
Right.
So next day, everyone is like, we're going to find out who Sam Match is, and it's going to give us a lot of information. And they're like, Sam didn't open up enough, so it could be any of us. And I'm like, you've only sent two couples to the honeymoon suite. You don't know who any of your matches are. It's not yeah. It's not because Sam didn't open up that you don't know anything. You don't know how this thing works.
Yeah.
You don't know. Not Sam's fault.
Well, they're doing something right. They got more beams this episode. So.
That's well, now they know, but you know what I'm talking about.
They're on track. They're on track.
No, it's all Sam's fault.
We're just blaming Sam now.
Then the guys moon them.
Yeah. Kind of
tasteless.
You know what was tasteless. Really, you know what was really gross was all the brown streaks on the doors after they walked away.
Disgusting.
It's like, come on, guys. What is
you need a bidet in the house. Everyone keeps trying to make do select Will, but apparently she's the only person in the house who won't select a top four. So with this top four thing, what do you think they're trying to do with the top four? Are they trying to, how does it work with the top four? Does everybody say their top four and then they generate a person for you to pick?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they're doing process of elimination.
Yeah. So everybody just has to say a fourth person.
Yeah.
And it becomes difficult if someone just won't even name a fourth person.
It's not a horrible strategy.
No, it's not. I see how it would be difficult if there was no...
Like the fuck, marry, kill thing was actually a decent strategy, too. Of like, who do I definitely think is not my match? And who,
yeah, no, I get
who,
that.
And
yeah.
Then who am I thinking like could be? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It was a good idea for the producers to suggest that.
Yeah, it was. You get one a season, one good idea.
So this day party that they had, I noticed some games. I saw Flip Cup. I saw like the pass the card and sucking game. I saw them shimmying. Are you familiar with like this coconut game that they were playing where they were like passing it with like their chin? I saw a coconut.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one before on TV.
You've seen it. What is the coconut game?
Well, isn't it like you like it? They're hoping you accidentally drop it and kiss maybe or something.
Is it called though? What's the coconut? I don't know. Somebody tell me what the coconut game is.
I don't know what it's called.
I want to know what to call the coconut game.
The other like, isn't there another version where you're doing it with a card, right? And you
no, they were doing the card one. I just didn't know what the coconut one was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim in our chat says she's seen it with a grapefruit. You know what I want to see it with? A big watermelon.
No, someone's seen it with an orange. Yeah.
I want to see it with a big old honker of a watermelon.
I guess I have seen this before. I just thought maybe the coconut. I was like, is this some tropical game I'm unfamiliar with? You know, something going on here.
Spanish. It's Spanish.
Yeah.
It's a Spain thing, I think.
So we get this fight. I want to play a little bit of the fight. It was really fun.
Baby girl, sometimes you'd be everywhere.
Oh.
Taylor, didn't you think everybody was your match?
Yeah, because that's the game.
Oh. Exactly. So what are you saying?
Taylor, I don't fucking understand. Why are you coming at me?
Taylor, same shit yet again. I'm repeating back. But you're a leech.
I told Cece that she was kind of like a leech, as in she will attach to any single guy that gives her the slightest bit of attention. And it just got more heated and more heated.
Brendan called you a leech. Mikey doesn't want to sit with you.
It was funny because as I was watching the fight, I thought that the stars of the fight were Taylor and Cece, but then listening back.
Oh!
Taylor!
Nathan's the funniest part.
Oh!
Taylor!
And he's smirking the whole time. He's loving it. He's loving it.
And he started the whole thing. He's such a shit stirrer, man. So Taylor's, do you want to go cuddle? And he goes to Cece and says, can you supervise? He knows what he's doing. He's fucking with them.
Oh, yeah.
He's producing. Good job.
He's producing. He's doing their
Nobody's job. Producing the show.
I just... all of this felt like it was negated by this apology afterwards by Taylor at the ceremony. And I'm like, don't apologize, petty queen. Stay petty. What are you doing? Keep the grudge for a long time.
Yeah, I know. Until the end of the show. I really liked all the screaming and the fighting and the crying. It had everything that I liked. Do you know what I really didn't like?
Felt like Are You the One for a second.
It did. Yeah. Do you know what I really didn't like? When Courtney said she doesn't like when women put other women down. Okay, look, I don't support it either. I don't think anyone should put anyone down except for on reality TV. That's what you're here to do, okay? We have to support it, okay? It's a beautiful thing on reality TV. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do on reality TV. And I salute Taylor and Cece for their service. Thank you.
Give them an applause.
Yes.
They deserve it.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Oh!
Taylor!
You're a leech. You're a leech. Yeah, I'm after five guys. That's the game. That's the game.
Oh, man.
Oh, we get to the matchup ceremony. Dude, Brooke and Ollie, they're totally hooking up, right? Didn't you just feel the sexual tension between them when they came back and talking about the honeymoon suite? They
barely keep their hands off each other.
Yeah, they're like, our bed, it's rocking. That bed squeak is squeaking. Yeah.
I love that they put Leo next to them, by the way. I think if anything, they should have made their bench a little bigger and forced Leo to sit in between them. That would have been better.
And they would have been
again,
like,
why aren't we producers on this show?
Yeah, they would have been like kissing over Leo and being like, sorry, we can't keep our hands off each other. We're so in lust. Ooh. You can just feel the sexual chemistry. Ollie and Brooke. Brawly.
You know what's crazy? I found out that Ollie is Leo today. Oh my God.
Ollie is like, you know, I could never marry someone who wasn't a blonde. And Leo's like, that's my fucking line. we learn that Sam's perfect match is MJ.
What the fuck?
We're all heartbroken. We're all devastated. Nothing is right. Nothing is real. MJ has to go to the honeymoon suite all alone. What?
That's sad, right?
No, that really is like a shitty deal. It's like
she gets to be a fifth wheel now to the other two couples.
It's like I just have to go hang out alone? What? especially when those other couples are so obviously in love and they're just going to be having sex all day. Like, what do you, what are you going to do by yourself?
Kim in our chat is, she's jealous of MJ. She'd love to go on a vacation.
She loves fifth wheeling. with couples.
Look, there, I could totally see a little bit of solitude, hanging out by the pool, not hearing all the screaming in the house, all the accountability in the house, you know.
Yeah.
Nice to relax.
It's okay. She's going with Moody to Bali after this, so. And they went to Bali on a season of America's Next Top Model once, and it looked really nice, so.
Looks great. Have you seen the new George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie?
Oh, yeah. Did they go to Bali for that? Were they
basically
in Bali?
The whole movie is basically a commercial for Bali.
Oh, yeah. 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 You can take a ticket to paradise in Bali.
Yes.
Yeah. And
I'm not kidding. That whole movie is basically like a commercial.
I know, Ben. And speaking of commercials, we should take a break and hear our sponsor.
Yes.
Support for Reality Alert is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 14 million balls.
Max, I love the performance package. The Weed Whacker, one of my favorites in there. I've been whacking it every day since I got this Weed Whacker. I've been whacking it in the morning. I've been whacking it at night right before I go to sleep. Sometimes my wife will watch me whack it. And it's a really fun thing that we do. So, definitely get on board.
It's very special, Ben.
With the Weed Whacker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Okay, let's get back to the show. One of our best ads ever. Wow. So Will picks Danielle. Courtney says she's jealous. I think Courtney's into Will.
Do you think so, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. She said she is.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Akel picks Anissa. They say they could have been weeks two beam. A week two's beam.
It definitely has to be now. That's not MJ and Hamudi.
I don't know anymore.
Right. Gotta be them.
Okay. Hamudi picks Courtney.
I'm pretty sure they're 100% now, I think.
Yeah. Hamudi picks Courtney. Nathan picks Jordan.
More like Jordan.
Says it's off personality traits. It's like, okay, that's an underhanded compliment.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because they are super business-minded, and then he says that the fight with Taylor was a red flag. That CeCe's fight with Taylor was a red flag. And I'm like, that you started? Were you testing her?
Yeah.
But anyway, Leo picks Roz, says he's gotten along with her since she checked him on day two. And Roz says she likes how loyal he has been to Brooke. So, I mean, fair is fair.
Great, great.
Clay picks Taylor, says he has to pick her because he blacked out with CeCe, and him and Do are not a match. Yes, him and Do are not a match. And Taylor apologizes to CeCe and says she needs to talk to her.
I did like the way Clay phrased this. It sounded like, well, I have to pick Taylor, process of elimination, but
yeah, I have to pick Taylor.
He later goes, no, I didn't. That sounded bad. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, because I have to, I want to marry Taylor. Well, I blacked out with CC, so let's fuck CC, and I'm going to avoid do. So that's my decision.
Using a formula in that.
Yeah, he was using the formula.
The theorem.
Yes. Mikey picks CC. He says they have their ups and downs, but she's a cool girl. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing?
What is their problem? I don't understand these two. They're not a match.
He says there's still potential that they could be a match, okay?
Yeah,
see, Taylor apologizing is one thing, right? But what bothered me was Cammy interfering and then going and acting like a teacher and saying, Taylor, is there anything you want to say to Cece?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally.
It's like, shut up. If they want to have a beef, we want to hear a beef. It's like, now you want to have an opinion on something and this is it? It's like, come on.
I know. By the way, I want to say, I'm looking at Are You the One math right now. CC and Mikey, 0%. So, yeah, they are.
Okay.
Playing this game wrong.
0 point anything?
Nope. No points. Just zero.
Were they in a blackout?
No, I think that's just the way the cookie crumbled. You know, I think the one time that they got one beam, I don't think that they were sitting together. I think it was Hamudi and Mindja, and it was Akel and Anissa, which meant that Akel and Anissa is for sure that couple.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I believe.
There's always a chance.
Yeah, and then Eduardo and Du end up together. He says she's very misunderstood because of what she doesn't like, but she has really grown on him, and then they do a little dance. And then we get three beams, so six total. They might be able to do it. It could happen. Ben, do you think they'll do it?
Maybe.
It could happen.
Probably, I guess.
Probably happen.
It would be funny if they didn't, though.
Yeah, it would be really funny. It'd
be really funny.
Yeah.
The one season where they didn't get it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really good. Yeah. But they always, you know, it's always a last second thing, you know.
Yeah, it'll be magic.
They're never going to get it 2 weeks in, then the show would be over.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so
that'd be pretty epic, though.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get this MIT genius in there, you know, is crunches the numbers, right?
Did you say an MIT genius?
Winky, winky.
Wow, that would be pretty cool.
Next, I said genius. What are you talking about?
Oh, an MIT genius. Well, I don't have any of those in the soundboard. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Do you have Paul Giamatti as Einstein saying kaput?
Oh, I wish I did. No, that really bothers me. I was watching a new Verizon commercial, and it was Cecily Strong and fucking Seth Meyers, and I was like, Where's Paul Giamatti? This is so disappointing.
Yeah. Where's Ein Giamatti?
Right? Yeah.
Einstein.
He was Einstein, and then he was also Ebenezer Scrooge. And I was like, where's the third character? Where's the third gray-haired guy? Well, Ben, do we have anything else to talk about?
Other than all the drama that's happening on Twitter right now with this cast?
No, we don't have anything to talk about.
We could talk about the math. So we got some 100% now. Anissa and Akel are 100%. We already knew about Julia and Brennan.
You're 100% definitely the couple?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that is the one we know. But there is 250% now. The 250% are Taylor and Clay, and then Du and Eduardo.
Okay.
And then we have, we have an 83%.
Who?
Roz and Will.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Will can only be with two people at this point, and it's between Dew and Roz. Dew is 17%.
Oh my god. They kissed each other. What the fuck, man?
Oh, and we do have a 67% with Jordan and Nathan.
Oh!
Taylor!
And there's a, yeah, here's another 67%. We got Danielle and Hamoudi.
It feels like you feel like a hamster.
A hamster?
A beautiful hamster.
Is Hamoudi going to be her beautiful hamster?
What the fuck?
That's what he would say. I'm no one's beautiful hamster besides my inches. No one's.
Oh, God. Let's go record our Patreon, huh?
Well, they better cook. What do you That's say? What he'll say. He'll say they better cook well. You better cook for me well if I'm your hamster. You better make good hamster food.
Yeah, it's got to be the best little kibble that you've ever had.
Yes. Well, thank you all for joining us. We're going to try to record Are You the One next week, but we have some major scheduling conflicts, so it might not happen, but we will definitely be recording the finale. So hopefully we'll get an episode next week, but no promises on our end.
We'll try our best. Yeah.
Yes, we always try our best.
Maybe we'll do a live at the very least on IG at some point.
Yes.
We'll see. Yeah. But
okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.